22nd of December at our Carols event. It is titled Insignificant Significance. For more information on Salt Church, visit us online, www.salt.church.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. We're here again. Only three more sleeps now until Christmas, and then it will be Christmas Day again. And I've got to ask the question, what for? I mean, seriously, what's the point? Every year we do the same thing, don't we? So where's the significance? There's nothing new about Christmas. Every year it's just the same old thing. Kids will wake up too early. They'll be disappointed with what you've got them. There'll be fights and jealousy to deal with. Merry Christmas. It's always the same thing every year, isn't it? Sure, you might mix it up a little. Visit the in-laws this year, your family next year. I've got the away game this year, wasn't allowed to take a bye. There's always that awkward conversation with your wife back in October as you try and work out whose turn it is this year until one of you remembers the unspeakable things that Uncle Ray said before he passed out until Boxing Day. Regardless of wherever you go this year, you know that you still have to see everyone because it's Christmas. Doesn't matter if you haven't seen them for 12 months, it's Christmas. Prawns get swapped out for pork, custard instead of ice cream on the pudding, but essentially it's the same old thing every year, isn't it? Nothing new when it comes to Christmas. Every year it's the same old thing. We eat too much, drink too much, spend too much. Spending money on people, on spending money that you don't have, on presents for people that you don't like, in exchange for gifts that you don't want or that the giver didn't want to give you. Don't you just love re-gifting? Nothing says oh, I love you like an unwanted gift. A couple of years ago, I was given a box of chocolates from someone who didn't like these kinds of chocolates. I know this because they told me. They received it as a gift from somebody else, but they didn't like it, so they thought of me. When I opened the box of chocolates, they'd all melted. Christmas is always the same. The amount of energy is required to get to this point, to get to here. Do you know how hard it is just to get to this point with Christmas? Whose idea was to come along to Christmas carols tonight anyway? How did I agree to getting dragged along to church? Decorations and the lights that come out of storage, wipe off the dust, and hang them in the same old spot as last year. And then there's all the end of the year breakups, and parties, and celebrations, and performances, and presentations. It's just exhausting, isn't it? Not to mention the shopping centre. I was there on Friday. That was strategically a very poor decision. Driving around trying to find a parking spot, dodging the crowds of agitated shoppers, queuing long for overpriced everything. Every year it's the same. Same old story. Same old songs. What's the point? Where's the significance? Without getting too miserable, life can feel that way sometimes too. Huh? Endless routine of kids and work, bills, debt, dinner and bed, wash, rinse, reset, repeat. Have you had enough yet? Where's the meaning in all of this tinsel? What's the point of all of these baubles and bonbons? I know these are big existential questions on a Sunday night when really all you want to do is take off your shoes and jump on that bouncy castle. But tonight we've come together because there is significance in all of the insignificance. It's easy to miss the significance of Christmas. Easy to miss the significance of the story, which reminds me of a Christmas joke I once heard. One Christmas holiday, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson had decided to go camping. They'd gone on a camping trip. And after a fulfilling meal, they lay in their tents and went to sleep. Some hours later, Holmes woke up and nudged his faithful friend awake. Watson, he said, look up and tell me, what do you see? Watson replied, I see millions and millions and millions of stars. What does that tell you, Holmes questioned him? Watson pondered the question for a moment. He said, well, astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, I observed that Saturn is now in Leo. Logically, I deduced that it's approximately a quarter past three. Theologically, I can see that God is all powerful and that we are small and seemingly insignificant. Meteorologically, he said, I suspect that tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. Isn't that all Holmes asked? Yes, Watson replied. Why have I missed something? Holmes was quiet for a moment and then he spoke. Watson, you idiot. Someone has stolen our tent. You know, it's easy to miss the significance of Christmas. Because the significance of Christmas is found in the insignificance. But maybe Christmas for you is significant for all the wrong kind of reasons. Maybe Christmas feels more like a hole than it does a holiday. A reminder that everything isn't as it should be. The sight of happy children only reminds you of the empty room at your place. The busy social schedule that some have only highlights how empty yours has been. The images of families together only reinforces the pain of being separated from yours. Listen, if this is a hard season for you, if you're more looking forward to December 26th than December 25th, then I have something that I want us all to consider. And that is that God enters our world in insignificance. God enters our world in an insignificant place. So often when we think about the Christmas story, we think about the wise men following the eastern star, about their journey to bring gifts of gold and Frankenstein and myrrh. We think of the hygiene concerns, about the birthing suite filled with wild animals, about Middle Eastern men bringing undeclared plant matter over the border, about a failing public health system, about refugees searching for a place to call home, about angels visiting shepherds, about a pregnant adolescent miraculously claiming that she's still somehow a virgin. But when we think about the Christmas story, when we think about the birth of the baby Jesus, I wonder if you ever stop to consider the significance or the importance of Bethlehem. Significance of the place of his birth. Well, of course you haven't. Bethlehem is completely insignificant. It's a blip on the map, and you're probably going to need a map to find it. Hear what it says in Micah chapter 5, verse 2 again. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be a ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. No, friends, Bethlehem is a one-horse town where they shot the horse. Bethlehem, it's not in the middle of nowhere, it is nowhere. Look for nowhere on a map of Israel, you'll find Bethlehem. It's nowhere important. Nowhere of notoriety or any attraction. In Bethlehem, some men have sheep and others have machine guns. And that's really all the information that you need about that place. Why it even names the region Ephrathah for us? So that we've got some idea of where he's talking about. See, Bethlehem isn't just small among the clans of Judah. The Hebrew word for small is insignificant. And you couldn't find a more insignificant place than Bethlehem. Friends, I want to tell you that's the whole point. That's what's significant about insignificant Bethlehem. God enters into our world of insignificance. Bethlehem becomes the portal between heaven and earth. God enters our world not like a human, but as a human. One of us. One with us. God with us. Don't you see? God gets you. He understands how you feel. He's faced everything that you have faced, and God took on a face so that you might seek his face, because one day you will face him. God became a baby, minuscule yet almighty, a fetus yet a force, infant yet infinite, sleep, but still a king. Can we see what kind of king he is? Micah chapter 5 verse 4 tells us. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. Strength, majesty, security, greatness, and peace. All this from a baby? Yeah, that would be a Christmas miracle. But it's not from the baby. It's from God's promised ruler, shepherd, and king that all of these things come from. When we keep Jesus as the Bethlehem baby, Christmas, Christ, and Christianity remain insignificant to us. You see, what started in Bethlehem's fields culminated in the outskirts of Jerusalem's city walls. Because of Bethlehem, we can come to the cross. Jesus came with strength and majesty and greatness, and he gave it all up in his death for us on the cross, so that we might have peace with God, so that we might live in the security of his kingdom forever. If all we have is Christmas, we lose the significance of all that Jesus came to do. And without Jesus, your life loses its significance as well. Because, you know, it's all just tinsel and baubles and stuff you don't want otherwise. Hey, listen, Jesus grew up. And maybe it's time your faith grew up a little bit too. Why come and join us to church? Come and discover all these great gifts that God has given us in his Son, the Lord Jesus. Merry Christmas, everyone.